Hey everyone, Jim Phoenix here. And no, I don't record all these in a row. I always just wear the same things over and over again. Today we've got He Never Left on a Steaming Demon solo shot. Ba-dams. All this and more. And next, whatever this is, hit my music. Still drinking my coffee.
Baby Yoda.
Baby Yoda. Special guest of Baby Yoda. Oh no. All right, good enough. Stop it. It's not good of Hub Brannick. All right, but this show is great. Or your money back. Unless you pay for it, then fuck you. I mean, hey, everyone. Hey, kids. Hey, how you doing? Damn it. I ripped off Debra Lever my first show and now my second solo show? Must be telling me something. So I've been sitting on this streamer as well. I got them back to back. I got a bunch of great movies back to back. And I got some out with Brannick. And then we have some left over that are not going to fit our MST3K. Ooh, by the way, I can announce, depending when you listen to this, we have a Mystery Science Theater 3000 Best Of coming out on Thanksgiving Day. Yeah, motherfuckers. And of course, a little bit of a special later on. After that, we're done for the year. But today I'm talking about He Never Left. He never, ever left. That bastard drank all my Kool-Aid. He never left, Jimbo. Ever. Now, this movie came to me as a screener. Thank you much, Epic. I love you guys. And I watched this and could not wait to talk about it. But I had to, because they have embargoes and they aren't in public yet, and we have to wait in front of whatever's. And now I can finally talk about this. I've had this thing for a while, sitting on it, almost literally. I'm like, go on with my butt cheeks. If anyone saw the Tyson fight, you know exactly what I'm talking about. His best hit, and he mooned the entire fucking planet. Mike, listen to you. All right. He Never Left. Came out technically last year. At least according to IMDb. But I couldn't talk about it. It must be going through different, you know, releases and stuff like that. It is almost entirely one person carrying the entire thing. Not because the other actors are bad. They're great. The other actors are brilliant. But Colin Cunningham carries the entire film because it's mostly him. It's mostly him. And I'll read off the tagline. After hearing disturbing noises from the next motel room, a fugitive on the run and his girlfriend become prey to the notoriously brutal Paleface Killer, whose legend has haunted the local communities for decades. After hearing strange, you know, that's actually James Morris putting that up on IMDb. And that is the writer and director. And I love that he did this. I love that he did it because we've seen so many times where I made fun of some of Netflix's stuff. Including that fucking fight. Are you shitting me? How many of us just saw buffering the entire fucking time? Brought to you by Michael Buffer. No, for real. What the actual fuck, Netflix? You know, tangential today. All right. But we have this where I'll look at IMDb and it looks like Netflix is intern du jour because they gutted their fucking departments out and they just let any random person write for them for a half minute before they get on their own way. And like the tagline doesn't work, or like the tags itself are just like, oh, this is tagged underneath buddy comedy. Well, not really. Or rope. Like your keyword's rope. The fuck? No. So I love that the writer and director wrote the tagline. It's better that way. It's his vision. So he should write a fucking tagline. And it works. It doesn't give things away. It makes me want to see it. Pale Face Killer. No idea who the fuck that is. I mean, I watched a movie, but you don't need to read that and want to see it. It is a really well done psychodrama. Yes, it's horror. It's horror in the sense that, like, Dexter's horror, you know? This is like Dexter on acid. Oh, there you go. There's your fucking quote line. There's your byline. There you go. There's your soundbite, Dexter on acid. We have a guy who did some horrific things. This is not giving away anything of the, he's a fugitive. But he wasn't a fugitive because he robbed a candy store. He did some fucked up things. But he's a complicated character. He's a character that if you grew up in a small town, you probably know someone like him. You probably know someone who's doing the best they can, and sometimes the law just fucking, life won't give them a break. And then you try to do the best you can with what you got. And sometimes that just means bad things can happen. Poor decisions happen. Poor decisions because he doesn't want to struggle through life. You know, he fucked up before and then he fucked up again. Bit of a fuck up, right? And you have his girlfriend whose relationship may or may not be strong. And at the same time, it's a buddy cop film, kind of. You know, there's like this kind of like competing B story there. But most of it happens in a hotel room with one dude. Colin's fucking just taking it all on himself. So you could probably get this movie down. The movie's like an hour and a half. Yeah, hour and 29 minutes. You could probably remove everything else except for him in his hotel room, and the movie still works. That's how amazing that this film can be just based upon the psychological drama, right? It's not quite the John Cusack movie, but it would work akin to it. And this is like the one time where the bad guy tries to do something right in his life. He doesn't want to get involved. He's like, fuck, man, I have to figure this shit out. And it fucks him hard. Like, this guy really can't get a break. So you have this, you have the setup. IMDb is giving a 7 out of 10. I think that's a little low, but fair. It's a little bit fair. And by the way, 20 wins and 33 nominations. This took the fucking circuit. This took the circuit for best leading male performance, Colin Cunningham. Best director, James Morris. Best actor, Colin Cunningham. Best horror. I said horror, fuckers. I enunciated. James Morris. Best director. That's a nominee. So, fuck you. Sorry, my bad. Nevermore, Fest, most, okay. Let's go for wins. Wins, 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 wins. These are all nominees. I want the winner. James Morris, best horror winner, First Glance Film Festival. A lot of nominations. Again, best film, Horror Night International Film Festival. Audience Award, best slasher splatter feature. Another Hole in the Head Genre Festival. Film Quest, a lot of noms. Utah Film Festival, which is actually, much shit as I give Utah, it's actually pretty good. 2024, best narrative feature, James Morris. Best director, James Morris. Best supporting actor, David E. McMahon. And David E. McMahon does a great job. He fucking deserves that shit. Best supporting actress, Jessica Staples. She should have won. I'm sorry. She was brilliant. So was Colin Cunningham. And then you get Blood Stain Indie. Like, it goes on. Winner, best actor, Colin Cunningham. Winner, horror feature. Winner, this. Winner, best supporting actor. Winner, that. Winner, winner. Best actress in the Academy Film Festival, Jessica Staples. It fucking cleans up. And that's basically everyone in the cast winning an award. The cast has only got three fucking people in it, you know? And they all win. It is well-deserved. It's really well-deserved. So this cleaned up on indie circuits everywhere. If you love indie genre horror, this is your jam. This is your jam. I had to Google where the hell you could stream this because I don't know, man. I got it from Epic Pictures, and thank you so much again for this, Epic Pictures. I love it. You can get it on Google, Amazon, YouTube it. It's like $6, $7 right now at the thing of this taping. It's worth it. It's worth it. See where else streams, man. It's called Streaming Demons, not do your fucking Google research where it streams at, bitches. Damn it. You got a computer in front of you? Type the shit out. No. Not a lot of CGI in this. It's practical. It's done with. This is where editing. I talked about a Nick Frost movie last time. I'm not sure if the editing just jumps the fucking shark. John Hime, thank you for that fun. In Act 3, this is where editing is brilliant. You want to see great cuts and movement, like story movement through editing? He never left. He never left that fucking editing table because this shit is fucking for real. And I can't stress this enough. It's like an acting class. You can just go, I want to be a horror actor. Fucking watch this movie. I want to be a horror writer. Watch this fucking film. I want to be a director. I don't know. Maybe watch this film. I don't know what the fuck. Directors do a bunch of shit. I want to know about editing. Fucking watch this film. Like all those little things that people miss for a half second on TV or whatever, it builds into this film. And all those things that people who are doing independent and even bigger productions will fuck up and drinks the movie down, not in this film. Like, they do a lot of the little things correct. And that adds up to apparently award-winning fucking film with, what was it, 20 wins and 33 nominations? Jesus Christ. I wish I had that fucking track record. You kidding me? I'm like 0 for 4. The Pulitzer Prize is my last hope. Yeah, bitches. So if you have an hour and a half and got some Do-Re-Mi, go check out He Never Left. You will not be disappointed. I really hope someone like Shudder's going to pick this up because I think it deserves a broad-based, just plug-and-play audience. It really does well. And I'll say this from ye dude, I am sure. Yeah, dude, I'm sure. From like IMDb. Kind of says it well. Not only the actors give a solid performance that helps sell it all, the color grading. Yeah, color grading as well as Halloween aesthetic. Like everything, they take everything and for the minute detail and really just dial it in. So do yourself a favor, go rent it. Rent it with friends. Rent it at night.
I mean, rent it a deep night. You know you want to. You're going to see it with some friends, but you're not. And then maybe say Nosferatu coming out. Ooh, by the way, reviewing Nosferatu later on. Shh.
But yeah, there you go. 13 minutes, gone too long. But I give it 4.5 out of 5 Cthulhus. Why 0.5 off? Well,
who cares?
That's why. No kidding. Why 0.5 off? There's some things that I'm like, through it. And maybe you avoid it. Maybe you won't. But I'm like, God, I didn't see some of, like, there's one logic leap I had to do. The tagline is some legends refuse to die. I that's all fine. But there's one logic leap I'm like, fuck. You know, I'm just not prepared to take that myself. So that's why 4.5 out of 5. Great fucking movie, though. Check it out. All right, that's it for my shorts. Oh, my God. And also my pants. Ooh. Now, next up, we're going to do the MST3. Yeah. MST3K, motherfuckers. All that and more. The next Streaming Demons for Thanksgiving. It's a charity special, so check the shit out. Until then, deuces.
Streaming Demons it, Jimbo.
I had a dream, pain, overdose, and Megadeth beard. Like that was fucking possible. I'm also writing a comedy bit where instead of using guns, someone cut me off in the parking lot. I was like, oh, if I had my gun. I'm like, oh, if I had my gun, what the fuck am I talking about, man? I don't know, I'm bringing no gun. But you know what would be even more scarier? Whipping out like a Mr. Hanky sex toy. I mean, hey, you know, a gun might stop you in tracks, but getting fucked by a Mr. Hanky sex toy in front of everyone, that's gonna be fucking scary. Oh, hey, we're almost done.
I hear a cat.
Yeah, motherfucker.